I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Head chef on the way. Ted, sweet potatoes. Get you ready for Thanksgiving dinner. Talk a little Thanksgiving food coming up with a head chef.
Fired up.
The game known as Big Dummy 206-421-ROCK.
Oh, let's see. Ted, you're not going to believe this. Guess who's on the line?
James?
James, welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola, what's up?
James, part four. Sober, not sober.
I am not sober.
All right. First.
Sober.
Oh, okay.
How do people mix that up? If I'm a cop, I don't believe you.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you sober? No. Yes, I am.
Now, James, you're going to have to step out of the car. Just so you know. James, one way or another, Men's Room poll, which would you not want to deal with? A person with a gun, knife, flamethrower, or a crossbow?
I'm going to have to go with the flamethrower. And I thought about this. It's going to be the flamethrower because you almost stumble over a knife and a gun coming out of somebody's house. But a dude with a flamethrower thought about it.
Oh, I thought he's nuts.
He's got to be nuts because it's not like you're really going to conceal it. And he is confident to have
he
the flamethrower.
He took the time to acquire a flamethrower.
You can get them on Amazon. People have sent us the links.
Okay.
Believe it or not, yes. All right, here is your question. Who was the U.S. president at the end of the Great Depression?
At the end of the Great Depression, I'm going to go with, I know I'm going to be wrong on this one, but I'm going to go with FDR, with Roosevelt.
Okay!
Hi. Boom!
All right.
Stay confident, James.
Yeah, stay wrong. Stay sober, not sober. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant? Ready to play the big game.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Chris, sober or team not sober?
Oh, not sober.
All right. You got the day off, Chris?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So you're getting paid for this. Men's Room poll.
Always.
Which would you not want to deal with? A person with a gun, knife, flamethrower, or crossbow?
I'm going to have to say flamethrower, because even if they're not mad at you, they might hit you.
That's what I'm saying. You know, someone breaks in your house, right? And maybe they're not good with the gun, and they shoot at you, you manage to get out the back door. Even if they miss me with the flamethrower, like, my house is on fire.
Anywhere you are. If you're in a convenience store, and you're in there.
Exactly.
He's
mad at the cashier.
The place is on fire.
All right, here is your question, Chris. How many planets in our solar system have rings?
Ooh. I'm going to guess four.
Jesus.
Okay.
All right, wait. Before I let you go, can you name the four planets that you believe have rings? You're right. There are four.
Jupiter.
Yes.
Saturn.
Yep.
Uranus.
Yes.
And Mars?
Mars or
no,
Neptune?
Neptune.
Okay.
So Neptune. It is a fact. Yeah, I just wanted you to say Uranus, okay. But you're right. Uranus does, in fact, have rings.
All right, game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola. Brandon, you sober, not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Brandon, I want to put the heat on you, but the last four contestants on Big Dummy have been one and done. All right, our Men's Room poll, what would you not want to deal with? A person with a gun, knife, flamethrower, or crossbow?
I'll say flamethrower.
Okay. I agree. All right, here's your question. This Academy Award-winning actor and Texas native said he might consider running for governor in his home state.
In Texas?
In Texas.
Oh, man, what's that dude's name?
You know that dude.
Yeah, no, I don't know that.
That would be Matthew McConaughey.
That's right. Call me governor.
All right.
Governor McConaughey.
Start doing some legislating, ladies.
Ladies, all my legislation is for you.
You can sleep with me and have a beer. All right. Here's your question. How many branches of medicine are there?
Four?
I don't know. 10?
24. There are 24 branches of medicine. Yes, Mike, go ahead and look that up. Now, the question that inspired me to even look that up was this question. Which branch of medicine deals with the care of infants and children?
Pediatricians?
Yeah, pediatrics.
Close enough. Very good. Nice job, right?
Yeah, so that
question
came up.
Almost like you've had a kid.
So it's like, how many branches? So it's all 24. I was going to write them all down, but I'm lazy and my hand would cramp.
All right, so we have allergy and immunology, we have anesthesiology, we have colon and rectal surgery, we have dermatology, emergency medicine, family medicine, internal medicine, medical genetics and genomics, okay, neurological surgery, nuclear medicine, obstetrics and gynecology, ophthalmology, orthopedic surgery, oh, wow, otolaryngology, head and neck surgery, basically, pathology, pediatrics, physical medicine and rehabilitation, plastic surgery, preventative medicine, psychiatry and neurology, radiology, surgery, thoracic surgery, and urology.
No dentistry?
No. I don't think I saw dentistry on there. Nope.
Oh, damn.
That's why they are not an MDDS.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Nick, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Nick. Welcome to the show. Nick, our men's room poll. You got a person with one of these. Which would you not want to deal with? Gun, knife, flamethrower, crossbow?
Can't take the heat. Get out of the kitchen. It's the flamethrower.
Gotcha.
The flamethrower. All right, Nick, your question. Repeat all 24 branches of medicine in alphabetical order that Mike just read.
Not dentistry.
Not dentistry. Got that right.
That's right.
You get a bonus question. Which historic figure is famous for having said, quote, give me liberty or give me death? And then he died.
Nathan Hale.
No, not Nathan Hale.
Hang on. Right? It's not Thomas somebody. It's not Benedict Arnold.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm asking for who it is, then. It wasn't Alex Trebek.
Adams.
No. Patrick Henry.
Patrick Henry. Never trusted him.
Somebody says, Thurl couldn't write 24 things down, but then there's rock climbers. Think about that. Yeah, exactly. I got bitch wrist.
Happens to a lot of us.
Yeah. They got a pill for it now. All right, your question. Author, actor, singer, or politician, who was Herman Melville?
That's the author's name.
Well done, sir.
Right.
He is the author of Moby Penis.
Moby Dick.
Yes.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK, who's our brand new contestant ready to play the game.
Hello, Henry. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola!
Hola!
Henry, are you on team sober, team not sober?
I'm sober. Just crossed the border.
You just crossed the border?
Yeah, I just drove into Canada, bro.
How did you be able to... How are you able to pull that off?
Essential worker.
All right, Henry. Good job. Okay.
You work at Tim Hortons, then. That is my guess.
No.
Hey, we've been waiting for you. The donuts have been getting cold, you know.
Henry, which would you not want to deal with in our men's room poll? Person with a gun, knife, flamethrower, or crossbow?
The flamethrower, man. I'm away.
Okay.
All right, here's your question there, my essential working friend. What year was the first iPad released?
Ah, hell. Yeah, I'm here.
Did you get that question, Henry?
I missed that question. Can you repeat it, please?
Oh, sorry. What year was the first iPad released?
The first iPad?
Mm-hmm.
2009.
Oh, so close.
2011.
2008.
2010.
2010.
Wow.
I thought the iPad was for lady parts.
Hey, Henry, people give you funny looks when you're driving in Canada with those Washington plates?
No, I got Canadian plates, so I get weird looks in Washington.
Aha. Okay. Very good.
All right there. Henry, how many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
Teaspoon in a tablespoon is three.
That's a weird number.
I don't know.
I don't know. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, we use a metric system up here, right?
Right, there you go.
All right, there you go.
You'll deal with that crap.
All right, who played Judge Dredd in the 1995 film by the same name?
Sylvester Stallone.
That is correct, sir. Even Canadians know that guy.
I'm Judge Dredd.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who is our next? Oh, by the way, Americans only. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Right. Only Americans.
That's right.
Only Americans.
Smart condition, yeah.
I don't know how he snuck in.
You already had your Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, he only got in because he was on our side of the board.
That is correct.
Then he crossed over.
That's right. See what he did there?
Yeah.
Hijacked our signal to Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's an international crime.
You know what I'm going to do?
What? What are you going to do?
I'm going to smash his face with ketchup chips.
Uh-oh.
We have a bag in the office.
I know it's still there.
Because no one's going to eat them.
Right.
Hello, Madison. Welcome to the men's room.
Big
Hola.
Hola.
Madison, sober, not sober?
Sober.
All right. Welcome to the show. Madison, you know it's bad when you have a bag of chips in your office and no one wants to eat them. All right, our men's room poll. Which would you not want to deal with? A person with a gun, knife, flamethrower, or crossbow?
I'm not very fond of knives. I've already got a scar on my arm.
You were stabbed then? Or did you cut yourself?
I was cut, slashed.
Why? What was the circumstance that you got slashed?
I was screwing around with my brother.
All right.
And I had a spider web on a end of a, like a popsicle stick or something. And I hung it over his head and he took his pocket knife and cut me.
Oh, damn. Okay.
That's love.
Ah, family.
How old were you guys?
Oh, high school.
All right. That makes a little more sense.
Old enough to know better.
Well, yes. You don't hang a spider web over a man's head, Miles. Yeah. Known fact. All right, here's your question. This common insect, known for its promiscuous lifestyle, has the highest STD rate of any other.
Insect?
Yep. It's an insect that I would say 99% of people are not afraid of.
I'll tell you this, Madison. Here's a good hint for you. A lot of people use this insect, believe it or not, as a pesticide.
Yeah.
Ladybugs?
That is correct, sir.
Wait a minute. Ladybugs are promiscuous?
They are very promiscuous.
That's why there's so many of them.
And they have STD problems, much like koala bears, right? They got chlamydia. It's koalas?
Koala bears. They're huge.
They're huge into it. Oh, yeah, man.
I just think it's funny. The ladybugs.
They're into it.
Dirty ladybugs.
Throwing that stuff around.
They don't talk about the man bugs.
No, they use protection.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Zeph. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola. Zeph, sober, not sober?
Sober. About to get off work and shortly enough.
Okay. Men's room poll, which would you not want to deal with? The person with a gun, knife, flamethrower, or crossbow?
Honestly, I'm a lover, not a fighter, so I would probably not do any of them, but a flamethrower seems like it'd do the most damage, so I'm going with that.
All right.
Here is your question. It's multiple choice. 3, 5, 7, or 9. How many holes are in a standard Ritz cracker?
Ooh, I'm thinking 9.
Ritz is circled. 7.
It is 7.
7.
Have you seen the new giant one for Christmas?
Giant Ritz? No.
Oh, yeah. It's like you could serve like charcuterie on it. It's like literally like this big.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, man.
All right, here's your question. What type of vegetable is a marrow fat?
a marrow fat?
It's often frozen, yeah. Very few people eat fresh versions of these vegetables, in my experience.
I have no clue, honestly.
Mike, you got it? Ted, Miles? Miles, I'll give you a hint. You had a vasectomy and they came in handy.
Peas.
Nick, that is correct.
Peas.
Right. Yep.
You know what's funny? You're right. I don't eat a ton of like fresh peas, but I'll eat frozen peas or canned peas.
Or canned peas, right.
Or dried peas.
It's just, it rarely happens. I have fresh peas. Probably because that's not a sales pitch.
In the winter, I eat snow peas.
You know what? That is a vegetable. I make a smoothie. They're Slurpees. Very good, yeah. Mm. All right, here's your question. What U.S. state is the closest to Bermuda? Miles got this right. As a hint, it is not Florida. That was my guess. It's not Florida.
Not Florida. Would it be Texas, then?
It would not.
Roll Tide?
North Carolina.
North Carolina's North closer to Alabama?
Wow.
Bermuda. Oh, you're saying closer to Denver? Yes. Yeah. Yes. North Carolina.
I was thinking just south.
That was my thought, so I guess Florida. I even said to myself, this is such a stupidly easy question. And I am wrong.
You see a lot of Bermuda, though, when you travel to North Carolina.
A lot of the culture.
Yeah.
Oh. I've never even been to these guys.
Zeth, question number four. It's because you're a lover, not a fighter.
So do not go there. And if you do go to the East Coast, don't go to North Carolina.
Fair enough.
All right, your question. The U.S. Army's elite 101st Airborne Division is also known as the Screaming What?
The Screaming... All I think of is Screaming Eagles.
Oh, good! Yeah.
That's why you think of Screaming Eagles.
Your other choice was Screaming Weasels, and that was not the right answer.
They debated that for 5 years.
We're Screaming Weasels!
Man, I wish he'd get off that, man.
Games Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK, who's our next contestant, ready to play the game.
Next thing I know, this guy's pulling out his screaming weasel.
I said, put that away, young fella.
It's a classic joint.
He's got a screaming weasel for a pick.
You're going to hate this. Hello, Eastwood. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Bishola.
Hola.
Well, President Trump, our commander-in-chief, may retire in peace.
Eastwood, are you sober or not sober?
I'm not sober. I'm on the download daydreamer here from Bayshore up here, where they got 25% off till the end of the year on all products.
Okay.
Man. Just the way you just rattle off the exact strand and like get a plug in is amazing.
All right, Eastwood, you have to deal with a person who's got something. What would you not want to deal with? A person with a gun, knife, flamethrower, or crossbow?
Boy. Yeah, I think with wet blankets and stuff, I could maybe fight off the flames. I think the crossbow.
Crossbow. All right.
With wet blankets?
Yeah. Hey, Eastwood, I was down in Shelton last weekend. I knocked on your RV. You weren't there. So I just want you to know I tried.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I love you. God bless you and all you guys, man. You're a great hope for America.
Oh, well, thank you, Eastwood.
Yeah, I really tried.
He said he was out there for like an hour and a half.
I had a can of Vienna sausages in my pocket for him.
Opened already?
Exactly. I took one. Just one.
Just how you like them.
Anyway, he said, shall we wait till the British have entered our home and bound us hand and foot? If life's so dear or peace so sweet that we should give it up for our freedom. He says, I dare not what course others may take. Give me liberty or give me death. That was our non-profit winner. He was a great citizen.
Oh, yeah.
The full quote.
You know, I appreciate that, Eastwood. I know. We should a light round of applause.
Right, man. We don't give up our liberties lightly.
See, it kills me that you know that entire speech. I feel like right now, everyone feels like they should know.
I tried to do that in Paul Revere, man. But Paul Revere goes on. It's like a couple chapters, man, you know.
So you stopped reading about Paul Revere.
All right, I get it. The British are coming.
So, okay.
I get it.
I take back what I said. All right, here is your question. What actor played the role of Crocodile Dundee?
Crocodile Dundee.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you two would be buddies if you were real.
Yeah, I know. I'm just having a brain fart on his name. I know him. That Aussie bastard,
That Aussie bastard.
You're right. That Aussie bastard, Paul Hogan.
Paul Hogan. There you go. Yeah, I love him, man. Yeah.
Brother of Hulk.
Knife, that's not a knife, you know. I got my K-bar, man, so if you come after me, man, I'd slice and dice you. You don't want to get any close in an end fight with me, so.
Eastwood, you're one of my favorite people. Do you know that?
I love you, too. I keep hearing the door jam on my door in my car, man. Yeah, I got when I got sealed by those guys at 4 o'clock in the morning, man, when I was going to work, I come out and told them, you know, they saw I stole their bike, and I told my Dyson, and then I got busted on a casino in Evergreen, man. The cops did a full-blown, you know, get out, hands up, hands on your head, and I kept yelling I didn't steal their bike, and all my truck drivers drove out laughing at me. Dr. Phil out there getting busted. It's great.
Thank you for that. Because I was just getting ready to ask.
I love hearing a man down there at Pepsi, man. I can now talk and say anything about any company I work for. I'm not on vocal restraints from talking about the past now that I'm retired.
You're free, Eastwood. You're finally free.
I'm free, man. God help them, man. You know, God forgive them for they know not what they did. The words of Christ. That's what I said when I retired. So.
He had a pretty long book, man. Too. I'm surprised.
I'm going to build those ridges and fly down and see you one of these days in the studio, man. I'm working on my... my alcohol and hydrogen economy as we speak. I got my inverter and creating my gas. So here we go.
Here we go.
When you take over Elon Musk as the world's third richest man, everyone's just going to look at each other with their mouths hanging open.
Yeah, just remember when you give all your friends $1 million.
He's got off in this AI crap, man. I don't know, man. I wish he'd just stay with his visions of going to Mars and keep his head out of the toilet. But we'll see what goes on with the Elon Musk and, you know, Michael J. Fox.
So we'll
ever get
insane
again.
Okay. Question three, Eastwood.
Question number three. How many colors are on a Rubik's Cube?
A Rubik's Cube?
Yes.
Well, I'd say six colors.
Yeah, it's a cube.
Six colors.
It's a cube.
Six colors. You got it, Eastwood. Right, right, by the way, they said Eastwood needs to make a podcast. That's not a bad idea. Because, no, you can pause it whenever you would like. So,
well, he ain't pausing.
No, he won't. But I'm saying you can pause it, you know, if you need to do anything.
It couldn't even fit a commercial in that podcast.
I love Eastwood, but that would be a long podcast.
You wouldn't listen to this. Come
listen,
on, man.
I listened to the first
Ted,
one.
It's a 45-minute podcast in 5 minutes. Right. It's for the person looking to save time in their podcast experience. More of Big Dummy on the way, 206-421-ROCK.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Game is Big Dummy. 206-421-ROCK. Steve, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
You just said it. Steve, welcome to the men's room.
Steve. Big Dummy.
Hello, Steve.
Steve.
Hola.
There he is. Sober, not sober.
You caught me sober.
All right, Steve, welcome to the show.
You caught me sober.
Doesn't happen much.
Steve, our men's room poll, which would you not want to deal with? A person with a gun, knife, flamethrower, or a crossbow?
I got to go with a gun.
Go with a gun. First vote of gun for the day.
I mean, there's no wrong answer. I just feel strongly about flamethrower.
But, I was going with gun, but I've gotten a lot of information about this flamethrower.
So what are you, coming to the flamethrower side?
Well, I thought it was just the flames. Turns out that stuff sticks
it
to
sticks
you.
It sticks to you, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
Mm-hmm. You just thought you got hot for a second.
Well, I thought I could outrun it. I didn't realize there was going to be like...
It's flaming goo.
Yeah, it's like napalm.
Yeah, like a Spider-Man if his web was
about
fire.
Think about the stuff that comes out of like a Roman candle.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to.
Not the euphemism, yeah, Roman candle, the firework.
Yeah, right.
All right, here's your question.
You can outrun a gun.
You don't know how fast I am, dog. You can outrun a gun. The problem is outrunning the bullet. That's where the trouble starts. All right.
Yeah.
What billionaire piloted the first hot air balloon ever to cross the Atlantic Ocean? I feel like if I had $1 billion, that's not what I would do with it.
No. Oh, I know this.
Mm-hmm.
Piloted a hot air balloon over the Atlantic?
Yep.
He's so eccentric.
That dude that Leonardo DiCaprio played.
Gatsby?
I don't know.
That's not a terrible guess.
Richard Branson?
Richard Branson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Sir Richard Branson. Yeah.
Does that guy drink?
Hell yeah, have you ever flown Virgin Air?
I know, but hear me out. He's always so excited, and he seems like somebody that would push a lot of drinks, but then you'd be like, Richard, have you had a cocktail yet?
I'm going to say, not only does he drink, he's one of those guys who he just never gets super drunk, but is perpetually buzzed. Because everything's a good idea to him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a hot air balloon.
Order four Tito's in your chair, and it'll be there in 30 seconds.
I'm telling you, I miss Virgin Air, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, what a great airline. All right, here's your question. How many C's, S-E-A-S, how many C's are named after a color?
Hold on. Red C, black C, let's see, four.
Four?
It is, in fact, four. Can you name them?
Well, I know there's the Red Sea.
Correct.
Dead Sea's not a color.
Black Sea.
Black Sea's not a color.
Black?
Yeah, black.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
Damn, man.
Wow.
Okay. Right. Well, so technically black and white are not colors.
I mean, if you want to split hairs, yes, black is the absence of all color. White, in fact, would be every color, essentially, but...
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought black and white were not colors.
Does Crayola make a crayon out of it? Like, that's a color.
Yeah. If you can find a crayon, it is the Red Sea, the Black Sea... The Yellow Sea, that's the pool that I get into, and the White Sea.
Okay. Where's the White Sea?
I don't know.
Africa.
They want to throw people, it's like Greenland and Iceland. You know?
Zap! Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Where is it?
This is off the northwest coast of Russia.
Oh, I thought you were saying yes, it is Africa.
That makes a little more sense.
They weren't lying. Hello, Carrie. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hey!
Hola! Carrie, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
You sound like a big ball of sunshine there, Carrie. How's your day going?
Oh, it's going pretty good.
Okay.
As long as I'm talking to you guys, it's the best.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you.
That means it's all downhill after you get one right.
That's right. Carrie, our men's room poll.
Oh,
which,
my God.
Which would you not want to deal with? A person with a gun, a knife, a flamethrower, or a crossbow?
A flamethrower because your skin melts.
All right. It would definitely melt, that if is, not burn off first.
You know what? That's a good enough reason for me, Carrie. All right. Here is your question. What U.S. president was fatally shot in 1881?
1881. Oh my God, it was way before I was even born.
You're kidding me. You sound so much older.
Yeah, with my whiny voice. Thank you.
Sure. Actually, I thought you were doing vodka sodas, but whatever.
I already did a vodka shot, so I'm good.
I know. Carrie, I know.
You're hiding it well, though.
I couldn't tell you.
Any guesses?
We would say sorry.
I know what you're laughing at. Mike, just show me.
What?
Oh, Garfield.
Yes.
James Garfield, okay. Not the cat.
Also, quick update. Does Richard Branson drink alcohol?
Okay.
And the first quote from a couple of years ago is, Branson admits he drank too much in celebration and the events that led him to peeing on a fan.
So,
I was way off on this one.
So, yes, he does.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Branson.
My man.
Good call, Miles. I missed that airline.
All right, your question. In what decade of the 20th century did Mattel introduce the Ken doll to compliment Barbie? Yes, the complimenter. You look great, baby.
Why are you wearing my clothes?
You're the smartest girl in the world, Barbie.
Can I ride a new Corvette?
No, this chicken
1976.
Tastes good.
Much earlier than that.
50s?
No.
60s?
1961.
You know about the guy's life, right? The story of that guy's life?
The real guy, the mob?
Yeah.
I've heard it before. I don't remember.
Okay. I will just phrase it this way. The fact that the doll itself did not have male anatomy was very detrimental to his mental health.
But did the dude they modeled after honestly think Mattel was going to put a penis on the Kindle?
I guess it was a point of contention.
It's a Ken. What did anybody expect?
Did anybody believe he didn't have one?
I mean, Barbie didn't have nipples.
Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't Barbie have to be like 7?
Trust me.
She had boobs.
She had boobs, but she didn't have nipples.
Right. But her proportions are ridiculous. She'd be like 7 or 8 feet tall with like a tiny little waist.
And she didn't have a vagina. So at that point, I don't think that Ken needs to be introduced with the full package. Like, dude, it's a doll. And mostly little girls are playing with it.
Uh-huh.
That would be more detrimental to my health that children are playing with a doll that, I mean, come on, man. They did him a solid. Here's your question. Which WWE wrestler was the spokesman for Slim Jims?
Oh.
Come on, Terry.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Snap it to a Slim
Jim. Awful names. So this is name call. Oh, my God. I can see him.
You can't unsee.
He's not around anymore, unfortunately. That's the worst part of it. He was a good guy.
I'll say Snuka.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Macho Man.
Oh, now you're bragging about how old you are. Bring him 1881.
Yes,
that's way before your time.
All right. Yeah, I'm old.
Okay. Are you old enough to know what Ivy League school is located in Hanover, New Hampshire? Dr. Seuss and Mindy Kaling are both alumni.
It's in New Hampshire and it's Ivy League.
That is correct.
Uh-huh. All right.
Oh, my God. I just went blank, so no.
Because I said Ivy League, I know.
Yale?
Nope.
It's all that goddamn acid that I did when I was 18.
Oh, okay. As long as you know.
That's it, Carrie. Is it brown?
Nope.
Bucknell. Bucknell's not in the Ivy League, and it's in Pennsylvania.
Dartmouth.
Okay.
I told you, there's nothing interesting about New Hampshire. You rattle off all the Ivy School leagues you want, you'd have forgotten Dartmouth. You know why? Because it's in New Hampshire.
You know what their mascot is?
Dartmouth?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I don't even know that one.
Wow. That's saying something, Dartmouth.
All right, Carrie, question number 6.
Question number 6, what was the name of Kathy Bates' character in the movie Misery?
I want to say Kathy.
No, it was not Kathy. That was her name. But in the movie, her character...
I know, but some actors do their own names.
That's Tony Danza, I believe, because he's not smart enough to respond to anything other than Tony. He's always Tony, and everything he plays, Tony Danza plays a guy named Tony. He's like, we're going to name you Bob. We said Bob 15 times. He never turned around once. That's my working theory.
That was a scary movie, too. It was really good. God, I haven't seen it in years, so I couldn't tell you.
Anyone remember?
No.
Mike, I know you know your Stephen King friend, right?
That'd be Annie Wilkes.
Yep.
Annie Wilkes.
Old Annie Wilkes. All right, Gary, this is your question. This member of the Men's Room radio show once masturbated in the bathroom during a commercial airline flight.
All of you.
No.
That's the correct answer.
Just one, Carrie.
Good call, Carrie.
Just one of us.
Just one of us.
Okay, this is stupid. I'm awful in names.
Okay, it's either Miles, Steve, Ted, or Mike.
Miles.
Yeah.
Miles, you pervert. Oh, it wasn't him.
It was a Virgin Air flight.
That was me, Steve. Ted Smith.
Me, Ted Smith.
Ah. Yep.
Yeah.
Question number 8.
See, and you learned something about Ted today.
Hmm?
Yes.
All right, your question.
Don't worry, though. He was one seat apart.
I'm sitting back here in pleasure
no
class.
No COVID for you.
Pleasure class.
Yeah.
It's just a bathroom. You'll understand. All right. Who allegedly turned all he touched into gold?
Damn. Okay, I'm really feeling like I'm really stupid.
No.
But everyone else is.
I shouldn't have those shots.
I mean, like, there's nobody who's ever been known, like, this is the only dude, the only guy ever.
Go back to your acid 18-year-old days. Mm-hmm. Gary, you can pull this one out of the hat.
Okay, acid time. Let's say Zeus.
Is it Rumpelstiltskin?
Midas. The Midas touch. That's why he always peed hands-free. Important.
Oh, that would have been awful.
Question 9.
You lose your penis, but make a lot of money. I mean, that's...
Well, no, it just turns gold, right?
Turns it into gold. Does not turn the color gold. It becomes gold. Gold
but
member.
But then he couldn't pee.
I mean, that would be pretty cool.
It still feels kind of gangster having a gold penis.
I got a gold penis? Come on. That's awesome.
It's not the worst thing of her.
Right,
dude, he has a gold penis.
Hey, yeah, you want to buy me a beer and a shot if I have a gold penis?
We're going to try to kill him and melt down his penis for the money. Lifetime.
How many lanes does a standard Olympic swimming pool have?
Okay, repeat that again.
How many lanes does a standard Olympic swimming pool have?
I want to say 8.
Oh, my God!
Well done, Carrie.
Good job, Carrie. Very good. Only took you 9 questions to get one right.
Oh, by the way, comic came in and says, Ted's masturbated everywhere.
Yeah. on the tip of, we talking about the Ken doll?
Yes.
Okay, here's the history on that. Like Barbie, Ken is named after one of Ruth Handler's children, Ken Handler. He died in 1994 of a brain tumor, and he wrote the book Toy Monster, The Big Bad World of Mattel. In the book, he claims that Ken grew up embarrassed and humiliated by having an anatomically incorrect boy doll named after him with no hint of genitalia.
What did he want them to
do? I'm just saying, psychologically,
little girls are playing with this.
I'm just telling you. That's the story this guy left.
He never got over that?
No. That's what I mean.
I mean, I can understand if he didn't get any money from Mattel.
What about a pink shirt or a sweater over the shoulders? I mean, there's so many other things that we can question.
Have you ever heard a member of the military complain that G.I. Joe doesn't have a penis? You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, let it go. The $6 million man, when his action figure came out 1,000 years ago, it did not have a penis.
Either
I do not
Evel
remember
Knievel.
Lee
Evel
Majors.
Knievel, no penis.
Didn't have a penis. Evel Knievel wasn't like, hey, kids, don't buy that, man.
Voltron, no
that
penis.
Thing's fake.
It's fake. Because I have a penis and that doesn't.
Right, because if toys had giant penises, we'd know about it and be like, that's a weird toy.
I don't want to play with
that. Don't
this.
Bring that to your children.
Right.
My little ponies hung like a horse.
Game is being anatomically correct toys.
It's a gelding.
206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant? Ready to play the big game?
Hello, Katie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Katie, are you on team sober, team not sober?
I'm totally sober, gentlemen.
All right, welcome to the show, Katie.
Hey.
Okay, our men's room poll. Which would you not want to deal with? A person with a gun, a knife, a flamethrower, or a crossbow?
Well, these people are all seriously crazy, and after hearing all the comments, I will go flamethrower.
Flamethrower.
All right. Okay. I think that's the thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, Carrie. Oh, look at that.
Carrie! Oh! Wow. Wow. Carrie, you just hit the Big Dummy Audio Daily Double. Wow.
Wow.
It's my favorite sound effect ever.
Wow.
All right, Carrie. In 1967, the legendary Beatles released Magical Mystery Tour, an album featuring the classic tune, I Am the Walrus. Not only peaked at number 56 on Billboard charts, but it has endured as a classic rock monster jam for 53 years. And while most people don't know what the hell the Beatles are talking about, we just want to know if you can figure out what the hell the Beatles are saying. So we're going to play you a small snippet from I Am the Walrus. See if you can tell us what it is they are saying.
I'm a like a fishwife, pornographic priestess. Boy, you've been a naughty girl. You let your knickers down.
We will play that for you again.
I'm a like a fishwife, pornographic priestess. Boy, you've been a naughty girl. You let your knickers down.
I'm getting
one more time. One more time.
One more time.
I'm a like a fishwife, pornographic priestess. Boy, you've been a naughty girl. You let your knickers down.
Okay.
Well, I've been a naughty girl and let my knickers down, but before that, I have no clue.
Yeah, but we're looking for the lyric.
Yeah, we don't need to know about your life. You know what I mean? Let's not make this about you. Let's just stick with the song.
Grab a lock of fishwife, pornographic priestess. Boy, you've been a naughty girl. You let your knickers down.
Does Carrie have the last half of the...
You let your knickers down. That is the end of it.
All right. I can't figure out the either...
Play it at the beginning.
There's something about a fish fry.
No. Grab a lock of fishwife, pornographic priestess. Boy, you've been a naughty girl. You let your knickers down.
Is it a dishwife?
No, he's going somewhere to a fish fry.
He's going to a fish fry.
There is a pornographic priestess.
There is a pornographic priestess. Yeah,
I did not hear that.
You sure it's not a fish fry?
Listen, you're close. Listen again.
Grab a lock of fishwife, pornographic priestess. Boy, you've been a naughty girl. You let your knickers down.
Fishwife?
Fishwife.
Grab it like a fishwife.
So he says, fishwife, pornographic priestess, boy, you've been a naughty girl. You let your knickers down. But listen, the first word, if you can get this, I don't know.
Grab a lock of fishwife, pornographic priestess.
I don't know.
Nobody knows because it's crab-a-locker.
Crab-a-locker?
Crab-a-locker, fishwife, pornographic priestess, boy, you've been a naughty girl. You let your knickers down.
Katie. Grab a lock of fishwife, pornographic priestess, boy, you've been a naughty girl. You let your knickers down.
Katie, how did you miss that?
It was so obvious. Crab a lock a fishwife.
I guess they need hearing aids or
something. You must, man. Go to my doctor. What? I don't understand crab a lock a fishwife.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. No, I even researched the song. No, some of it had to do, what is that song? Oh, I mean, it's either a book or a story. We made fun of it because there's some restaurant here, the Walrus and the Carpenter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so it's some reference to that particular piece of literature.
Okay.
And that's what some of the lyrics are. Then I lost interest, much like reading about Paul Revere. It was just too much.
Right.
All right. Here is your question. What city is home to the headquarters of the Boeing company?
City?
What city?
Headquarters. I'm just
going to
go Seattle.
Everett?
Nope.
Brenton?
Chicago.
What?
Oh, their headquarters are in Chicago.
Headquarters in Chicago, that is correct. One of the more central... No, I got it wrong, too. I was like, I'll be damned.
Shazam.
We're going to make everyone stop here at a layover.
That's right.
Make them walk 6 miles between gates.
No doubt.
Unless you're on Southwest, then you have to go to Midway.
All right, your question. What video game introduced the characters Raiden, Liu Kang, and Sub-Zero?
Minecraft.
Oh, come on.
I'm not a gamer. Sorry, guys.
You probably played this one in like a pizza shop.
You're not wrong. Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat. It's like they named the animals in Big Buck Hunter.
I never knew that.
I never would have shot that deer if I knew it was a named animal.
Sorry, Sub-Zero. All right, your question. On South Park, which character wears a blue hat with a red pom-pom on it?
I have very limited South Park knowledge.
Oh, you'd love it. Watch it with the whole family.
I'm clueless, guys. Sorry.
Is it Kyle?
Stan.
Yeah, no clue.
It's all right, Katie. I've watched it for years. I didn't know that. It's kind of confused. Question five.
Question number five.
Come on, Katie.
I can do it.
You got this.
What TV show featured the characters Fox Mulder and Dana Scully?
The X-Files.
There it is.
And you win, finally.
Well done.
Appreciate it, Katie.
Head chef on the way. Talking a little turkey dinner. Tense meat potatoes on the way next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.